Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Highs around 94 with fog and spots early today under mainly clear skies. Southerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Slight chance of thunderstorms tonight. Lows level off around 68. Mainly clear skies. Mainly clear tomorrow. Highs level off around 97. Lots of sunshine and dry Sunday and Monday. Mid-90s. Sunday near 100 by Monday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Currently, it's 69 degrees.
You're listening to the Kansas Information Network.
Hi, I'm Felicia Rolfe. Here are today's headlines from 12 News. Two men are dead and a woman is hospitalized after a shooting last night in Lawrence. Police say the woman recently ended a relationship with one of the men, and he showed up at her residence and shot them before shooting himself. Wichita police investigating a stabbing that left one woman dead and another hospitalized Thursday afternoon. Police say a man is in custody in connection with this case. Three teens are in custody in Garden City in connection with the shooting that left one man dead and two others hospitalized early Wednesday. Police arrested 19-year-old Michael Lara and two juveniles in this case. So far, no motive in the case. In Wichita, Felicia Rolfe, 12 News.
You're listening to the Kansas Information Network.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariana. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Good morning. I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. The state of Kansas has announced a significant policy change impacting the registration of antique trucks used for farming or commercial purposes, effective immediately. And the policy states that trucks with a gross weight exceeding 12,000 pounds that are utilized for agricultural or business operations will no longer be permitted to operate with antique license plates. The Kansas Highway Patrol has indicated that enforcement of the new policy will begin with a grace period during which officers will issue warnings and inform drivers of the change. However, the Kansas Highway Patrol confirmed that they will eventually commence using citations for noncompliance. This policy shift, outlined in a memo from the Kansas Department of Revenue, is based on existing state statutes as well as federal regulations, and while the Kansas statutes allow vehicles 35 years of age or older to qualify for an antique designation and registration, KSA 8143 explicitly states that vehicles intended for farming, commercial purposes, or any form of hauling must be registered under the appropriate farming or commercial registration. Truck owners affected by this change will need to transition to a farm or commercial registration, and to do so, individuals must present their vehicle's title and proof of insurance, and the new registration will be subject to annual renewal, consistent with other farm and commercial vehicles. It's important to note that pickup trucks with a gross weight of 12,000 pounds or less are not subject to this new policy and can continue to use antique plates if they meet the vehicle age requirements. Vehicle owners with affected trucks are encouraged to visit their local county treasurer's office to update their registrations and avoid future penalties. The U.S. Department of Agriculture announced that agricultural producers and private landowners can now enroll in the Grassland Conservation Reserve Program, or Grassland CRP, and the sign-up, which started on July 14th, will run until August 8, 2025. Grassland CRP, offered by the USDA Farm Service Agency, is a voluntary working lands conservation program that enables participants to conserve grasslands while also continuing most grazing and haying practices. Grassland CRP emphasizes support for grazing operations, plant and animal biodiversity, and grasslands and land with shrubs and forbs under the greatest threat of conversion. Farm Service Agency Administrator Bill Beam said that through the Conservation of America's Essential Grasslands, Grassland CRP supports continued agricultural productivity while at the same time prioritizing private land stewardship. So by offering landowners the best of both worlds, economic viability and working lands preservation, Grassland CRP provisions support the USDA's commitment to farmers first. Currently, more than 25.8 million acres are enrolled in CRP, with nearly 9.7 million acres in grassland CRP. On May 12th, the Farm Service Agency opened general and continuous CRP enrollment for 2025, and the Farm Service Agency is currently reviewing submitted offers and will announce accepted offers at a later date. Due to the 27 million acre statutory cap, only 1.8 million acres are available for all CRP enrollment this fiscal year. Landowners and producers interested in grassland CRP should contact their local USDA Service Center to learn more or to apply for the program before the August 8 deadline. For more information, you can visit fsa.usda.gov. Speeding is dangerous, and with more drivers on the road during the busy summer travel season, the Kansas Department of Transportation is reminding drivers it's not worth the risk. So, through the end of July, the Kansas Department of Transportation is participating in the national Speeding Catches Up With You campaign to encourage safer driving habits. According to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, or NHTSA, speeding accounts for more than one quarter of all traffic-related fatalities nationwide. And in Kansas, preliminary 2024 data shows that 70 people died and more than 2,000 people were injured in crashes involving speeding. To support the campaign, the Kansas Department of Transportation has activated speed feedback signs, a proven safety countermeasure, along with four designated safety corridors to reinforce speed awareness. The signs have been gathering traffic speed data and will now also display drivers' real-time speeds to help promote safe driving habits. The corridors were selected based on crash history, input from local traffic safety partners, and the ability of additional law enforcement. Drivers may notice an increased law enforcement presence in these areas. Kansas Department of Transportation Behavioral Safety Manager Gary Herman said whether you're in a hurry or just thinking about how fast you're going, speeding is a choice that can have deadly consequences. He said speed limits are there for a reason, to help keep Kansas drivers, passengers, and others safe. Speeding is more than breaking laws. It's also the possibility of injury or death. The consequences are far-ranging and may include losing control of the vehicle more easily, reducing the effectiveness of seatbelts and child passenger safety seats, increasing the distance needed to stop, raising the likelihood of costly vehicle repairs or property damage, and facing a greater chance of being stopped and cited by law enforcement. For more information about the dangers of speeding, you can visit the NHTSA website at nhtsa.gov. In Nebraska news, 19-year-old Edel Martinez Rodriguez of Imperial has been charged in Chase County Court with multiple charges, including flight to avoid arrest, willful reckless driving, criminal impersonation, and DUI following a drunken pursuit through Imperial. According to the arrest affidavit, at around 5:30 p.m. on Sunday, an Imperial police sergeant observed a maroon Chevy pickup truck driving recklessly through the Frenchman Valley parking lot in Imperial, and the sergeant said Rodriguez failed to stop, leading him on a pursuit westbound on Highway 6 at a high rate of speed. The sergeant said Martinez Rodriguez was driving at 82 miles per hour and increased his speed afterwards. The affidavit said that Rodriguez continued to drive through Imperial at a high rate of speed, failing to stop at stop signs, and the sergeant said they attempted to deploy stop sticks to stop him. However, he turned eastbound on 16th Street before they could do so. The sergeant and a Chase County Sheriff's deputy then performed a pit maneuver to stop him, and the sergeant said Martinez Rodriguez then resisted arrest but was eventually taken to the ground and placed in handcuffs. The sergeant said that Rodriguez provided law enforcement with a fake ID while being booked into the Chase County Jail and was determined to have a blood alcohol of 0.15, which is nearly twice the legal limit. Rodriguez's bond has been set at $10,000, 10% of which he posted to be released from jail. A former Nebraska wrestling coach was found guilty on Tuesday of sending inappropriate text messages to a student. 38-year-old Jeremy Andell pled no contest to the reduced charge of attempted child enticement by electronic communications device, and prosecutors dropped a count of third-degree sexual abuse by a school employee. Andell was the girls' wrestling coach at David City High School. Court documents show that he sent sexually charged text messages to a 16-year-old girl who was not on the team, and he sent over 1,700 texts from September 2023 to May 2024, according to the arrest affidavit. Investigators with the David City Police Department seized his phone in October and sent it to the Nebraska State Patrol for analysis. Police received the data back from the patrol in January and arrested Andell in February. Andell is scheduled to be sentenced in Butler County District Court on September 9th. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
Governor Kelly recently signed a proclamation approving updated drought declarations for Kansas counties. The drought declaration removed 42 counties from a drought status, placed 16 counties into warning status, and 47 counties into a watch status, and this action was recommended by Connie Owen, the director of the Kansas Water Office and the chair of the governor's drought response team. In some areas that were missed by heavier rains this past month, temperatures ranging from 4 to 8 degrees hotter than normal have led to degrading conditions such as low stream flows and soil moisture levels. Connie Owen stated that the governor's drought response team will continue to monitor the drought conditions across Kansas and make recommendations to Governor Kelly as the conditions change. This proclamation will remain in effect for the counties identified until rescinded by a proclamation ending the declaration or revising the drought stage status of the affected counties. For more detailed information about current conditions, you can visit the Climate and Drought webpage on the Kansas Water Office website at kwo.ks.gov. The county drought stage declarations shows no counties in a drought emergency, and locally, Decatur, Norton, and Phillips counties in a drought warning, among others. One person was injured in an accident just after 5 a.m. on Wednesday in Ellis County. The Kansas Highway Patrol reported that a 2012 Dodge Grand Caravan, driven by Jesus Carrillo Ramirez, 52 of Russell, was northbound in the 1100 block of Canterbury Drive when the van traveled through the barricades and cones surrounding the roadway construction. The vehicle struck the cutout in the roadway, causing it to become disabled, and the airbags were deployed. EMS transported Carrillo Ramirez to Hayes Med by EMS for possible a broken arm and a broken leg. He was not wearing a seatbelt, according to the Kansas Highway Patrol. An Albuquerque man was arrested after allegedly stealing a vehicle and driving it to Hayes, with Hayes Deputy Police Chief Tim Greenwood saying that 19-year-old Benjamin Lawrence Belson allegedly stole a 2017 blue Volkswagen Jetta from Albuquerque, New Mexico. Greenwood said at 6:52 p.m. on July 7th, after the owner tracked the vehicle to Walmart, officers found the alleged stolen car, and Belson was arrested inside the store on requested charges of possession of stolen property and marijuana. Greenwood said Albuquerque authorities are investigating the alleged theft. Kansas agriculture has a beauty like no other, so the Kansas Department of Agriculture is encouraging photographers to try to capture the beauty with their cameras and then to share it with the Kansas Department of Agriculture's annual photo contest. The Kansas Department of Agriculture began accepting photos on June 1st and will continue accepting entries through August 1st. This year's Kansas Department of Agriculture photo contest categories were selected to promote different aspects of Kansas agriculture, and they are picture-perfect prairie, farm animals, agriculture at work, and farm fresh. These categories allow you to showcase Kansas agriculture in many ways: the natural resources that make our state flourish, the farm pets and livestock which are our friends and partners at work, the various crops and produce that help feed Kansans, and the everyday activities in agriculture, such as working cattle, fixing fence, and planting crops. As always, there is a separate youth division for young photographers age 18 and under, and a video category will welcome drone footage, harvest videos, and other short clips of under 30 seconds that showcase Kansas agriculture. Prizes will be awarded to the top two winners in each of the six categories. The Kansas Department of Agriculture serves to advocate for agriculture, the state's largest industry and economic driver, and the photos, which best capture the categories, will be used throughout the year as they tell the story of Kansas agriculture. Guidelines for the Kansas Department of Agriculture Photo Contest, including deadlines, contest rules, categories, and prizes, can be found at agriculture.ks.gov/photocontest. Memorial services for Dennis Ray Gilhausen will be held at Trinity Episcopal Church, 319 South State Street here in Norton, today, Friday, July 18th at 11 a.m., and Bishop Mark Cowell and retired Bishop Mike Milliken will be officiating. The Fraternal Order of Eagles, Norton, 3288, will host a funeral dinner at the Airy home after the service at the church, 16614 Eagles Road in Norton. The Kansas Past Worthy Presidents and the Norton Airy Brothers will give the tribute for the deceased brother at the Eagles. Donations may be given at the Eagles to either FOE Airy 3288 Gilhausen Memorial or Charity Foundation DRC Gilhausen Memorial Diabetic Research Center. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, Farmers Helping Farmers to Succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, it should be mostly cloudy this morning, then clearing with highs in the lower 90s and south winds of 10 to 15 miles per hour. For tonight, it should be mostly clear with a slight chance of thunderstorms in the evening and then partly cloudy after midnight. And it's going to be humid tonight with lows in the upper 60s and a southeast wind of 5 to 15 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation tonight is 20%. On Saturday, it should be mostly sunny with a slight chance of showers in the afternoon and hot with highs in the upper 90s. And the chance of precipitation Saturday is 20%. On Saturday night, increasing clouds with a 50% chance of thunderstorms. It should be humid Saturday night with lows in the upper 60s. On Sunday, it should be partly cloudy in the morning, then mostly sunny with a slight chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon and hot with highs in the mid-90s. And on Sunday night, it should be partly cloudy with a 20% chance of thunderstorms and lows in the upper 60s. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock them out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'Em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Monday, there'll be decreasing clouds. It's going to be hot with highs in the upper 90s. On Tuesday, mostly sunny with highs around 100. On Wednesday, mostly sunny and hot with highs in the upper 90s. And on Thursday, there'll be decreasing clouds and it's going to be hot with highs in the mid-90s. Currently, with overcast skies, it is 70 degrees. The humidity is 94%. The wind speed is south at 13 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.03, and the dew point is 68 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 8:22, and it's time for Kansas Sports. That's being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Save more, earn more with the Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Enrollment in this program automatically rounds up the amount of all debit card and share draft purchases made from your checking account to the next whole dollar and deposits into the Easy Saver savings account. Not only will this account help you save, but it also earns 2.01% APY monthly. Special terms and conditions apply. Come in today and open your Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis. A Dallas County judge has sentenced Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver Rashee Rice for his role in a multi-car crash back on Easter weekend in 2024. Rice was sentenced to 5 years of probation and 30 days of jail time that can be served during those 5 years, according to a report from ESPN's Adam Schefter. Schefter also said that criminal sentencing allows the NFL to, quote, expedite its disciplinary process, end quote, and said Rice, quote, is likely to receive a multi-game suspension now, end quote, which could come at any time over the next couple of days or into next week. Dallas County court records filed Wednesday, July 16th, revealed one of Rice's civil cases has been settled. Judge Kim Bailey Phillips ordered Rice to pay Catherine Kuykendall $1 million plus interest in the amount of $75,000. Rice and one of his former SMU teammates, Theodore Knox, were racing cars on the Dallas Freeway in April 2024 when they crashed, causing a chain reaction involving six cars. At the time of his arrest, Rice was booked on a suspicion of multiple charges, including one count of aggravated assault, one count of collision involving serious bodily injury, and six counts of collision involving injury. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Battling rust or tar spot, drought threatening? You need a fungicide that'll hold the line, finish the job, and help protect your yield. The right one for the job? Trivapro fungicide. Powered by three workhorse active ingredients, including Solantinol technology. Trivapro works overtime to protect corn and wheat from rust, leaf spots, blights, and stress, maximizing your potential yield at harvest. The pros trust Trivapro to work harder, last longer, and help keep your yield stronger. Shouldn't you? Talk to your retailer to lock in your supply today.
It's true, many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Philip Eisenhagen. Together we can give your long-term retirement strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by our office at 418 East Holm here in Norton or call 877-3373. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.